Good morning.
Good morning.
It's always nice to share the platform with Kurt. I like the last line in his prayer. If I forget anything, you know, God knows, you know. So God is the one who always in charge, you know. That humility in being the chairperson, and I really appreciate that, Kurt. After David preached an excellent sermon on anxiety a few weeks ago, I'm going to write off his coattail and speak on a similar theme, but looking from a different perspective. As a quick review, what is the meaning of anxious? Anyone feeling anxious this morning?
I always do.
Okay, good. Anxious means experiencing worry, unease, or nervousness, typically about an imminent event or something with an uncertain outcome. Synonyms are nervous, concerned, apprehensive, and fearful. I'm kind of feeling anxious this morning. I'm nervous in choosing the topic. I'm concerned whether I can stay focused. And I'm apprehensive about the delivery. I am fearful of the result. This might be the last sermon you want to hear from me. Yeah. See, there you go. Actually, it can be a blessing in disguise, Donnie. As an aside, the words anxious and anxiety cannot be found in the King James Bible. I wonder why God impressed upon me to touch on this subject. I think there are a few lessons for me personally. The first lesson is obedience. He wants me to obey his ways without asking any questions. The second lesson is full dependence on him and him alone. Not my efforts, not my understanding, not my strength, and definitely not my wisdom. The third lesson is to follow his leading and guiding. He does the leading, and I do the following, no matter where he wants me to go and what he wants me to do. Anxious can also mean wanting something very much. Synonyms are eager, keen, desirous, and impatient. It is on the second meaning that I want to base my sermon on. Before we launch into the main part of the sermon, let us read the parable of the prodigal son. Luke chapter 15. So you got your Bibles handy already? Turn to Luke chapter 15. As always, I always look for confirmation that I'm doing the right thing. And when Steve got up and pulled a song in, you know, when he got up to speak to us, yeah, that was the confirmation right there. Because all my main message are based on songs. There you go. So thank you, Steve. Luke chapter 15, starting from verse 11. And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. Verse 16. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. Verse 19, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. You are all familiar with the parable of the prodigal son. It is the picture of the relationship between God and the sinner. God is always portrayed as cool, calm, and collected. In the Bible, this is the only account of the Heavenly Father running to reconcile with the repentant sinner. He is anxious to see us saved. He is eager to see us return to Him. He is keen to see us enjoying the blessings He bestows upon us. So without further ado, may I present to you Anxious Christianity this morning. The title invokes negativity, but it preaches a positive message. The label suggests being low, but the words hopefully lift you up high. The name sounds strange, but its content is entirely friendly. The term gives you a discouraging connotation, but it actually has an encouraging effect. By God's grace, we are anxious in the Lord. Okay, question number one. Are you anxious to meet God every day? Psalm 42, verse 1 and 2. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Are you anxious to seek God early in the morning? My favorite Psalm, 63. We're going to read the entire Psalm. Psalm 63. O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee, in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips when I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches. Because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee, and thy hand upholdeth me. And we're going to stop there. Are you anxious to study God's word? Psalm 19, verse 7 to 11. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgment of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Are you anxious to apply God's word? Psalm 119, verse 97 to 105. How love I thy Lord, it is my meditation all the day. Thou through thy commandments hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I may keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgment, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Are you anxious to dwell with the Lord? Psalm 84, verse 1 to 4. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee, Selah. Are you anxious in God answering your prayers? Psalm 13, verse 1 to 6. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Lighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest my enemies say, I have prevailed against him. And those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully with me. Are you anxious for God's provision and protection? Psalm 18, verse 1 to 3. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. Are you anxious for God's leading and guiding? Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Are you anxious for God's help? Psalm 121, verse 1 to 8. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which make heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. The next question is, are you anxious in meeting together to worship our God? Psalm 95, verse 1 to 7. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. For the Lord is a great God, and a great king above all gods. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is also his. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pastures and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice. Are you anxious to sit under the protection of the Almighty God? Let's turn to Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall by thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eye shalt thou behold, and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angel charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Last question, are you anxious in honoring, praising God through your words and action? Psalm 96, verse 1 to 13. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Verse 7. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindred of people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord, for he cometh. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth. My sermon is coming to a close. It is based on the scriptures we already know. Angels, Christianity is not a game. Always be ready to praise God's holy name. Meeting him daily should be our longing. Be eager to seek him early in the morning. Develop the appetite to devour God's word. Reading and meditating should be first and not third. Running to him with our petition sincere. Waiting for his reply to be drawing near. Sitting under his protection, so complete and sure, trusting him in everything, with our faith so simple and pure. Praising him for his love, mercy, and grace, until we meet him face to face. Glorifying him with everything that we do, like the cherubim to the Lord we flew. Looking expectantly for his imminent return, to see his glory in his presence we learn. For God so loved the world that he sent his Son, eager to redeem us so he will lose none. Be anxious to please the Lord as we live every day, glorifying and honoring him in every way. Steve, can you close in prayer? And then we will sing three hymns for closing, since we've got so much time left. We will sing this 601, 443, and 495 afterwards, okay? Steve, can you help us to close in prayer, please?
Father, we thank you so much for this little assembly where we have the liberty to preach, thus saith the Lord. We've been reminded this morning of thy servant David, King of Israel, who said, I will worship toward thy holy mountain, for thou hast magnified thy word above thy holy name. Help us, Lord, to treasure thy word that we have available to us each day, to read it, to feed on it, to apply it to our lives, and to grow as a result of it, in the grace and the knowledge of our Savior. For we ask it all in our Savior's name and for his glory. Amen.
Yeah, the first one we're going to say is be still, my soul, 601.